call 604-280-1410 or star 1410 on your cell. This is Talk 1410. Now, back to Joe Leary.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel.
It is Talk 1410, online at talk1410.com at 4:16 Wednesday afternoon.
Really
chance to win some tickets to see Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince coming up in just a few minutes. A movie that is reportedly advanced ticket selling at a crazy rate. Already doing better than the last Harry Potter movie and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. So that chance coming up in just a moment. And tonight at the American Idols, the top 10 performing at General Motors Place, our poll question, who has been the most dynamic performer ever on American Idol? And not surprisingly, Adam Lambert leading the way with 57%. And you can get your thoughts in. That was supposed to be a fade. That was, yeah. Yeah, right. You can get your thoughts in at talk1410.com. 4:16 as we welcome Cassandra Antreton, the culinary concierge, to us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
That's good. Nice to see you in an afternoon capacity here.
It's much better to talk about wine and food in the afternoon, I think.
Well,
it's more timely.
Certainly.
You're thinking about what you're going to do for dinner. You're thinking about what you might drink after work.
Yeah.
And
even though the weather perhaps isn't cooperating today, it's not really the day that I don't think you really have your drink on and your thoughts of going out for dinner necessarily. But of course, we are midweek, and
yes,
as we approach the weekend, of course, a lot of people's attention will turn to things like that. We always start off with the restaurant of the week. What are we looking at today?
I was thinking about going back and taking another look at Hamilton Street Grill. I got a release that they're doing July through Labor Day. They've got 5 under 20. So some of their favorites, or your favorites and my favorites, so customers' favorites over the years, such as the Hamilton Street Cobb Salad with the steak and the wild salmon and a grilled chicken and, of course, their hanger steak that's so infamous, and their burger are all under $20. The burger's coming in at $16, same with the Cobb Salad with the steak. So it's a great way to go out, and they do have a patio, but it's also a nice indoor venue as well. There's a bar where you can sit there and just have a couple appies, and I highly recommend the sticky toffee pudding. They've got some of that there.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that they're also doing is brunch that they've just started up. So all sorts of different eggs, Benny. And this is a restaurant that's been in Yale Town. You know, fancier places have come and go. And Neil Wiles is the owner and chef here. And he's just kept this up to standards and had great service.
Yeah, I've been there for a couple of wine dinners. I really do like the place, but I know that I've seen some releases recently where weren't they doing like a cheap steak dinner or something like that?
I think it was. They did something for $12 around Father's Day.
Yeah.
Well, it's still only $19, and it's that one comes with your fries and whatnot. So it's a decent size. So you're still getting good value.
That's the first place I ever saw yam fries on a menu. Hamilton Street Grill. Yeah.
Huh. And now they're everywhere.
Now they're
or
everywhere.
They've been gone and they're coming back again. But so that's what I was looking at. Just thought that was a good thing to bring up in terms of where to head for some cheap eats.
Okay.
Wine this week, when I was up doing the Soyuz Celebrity Wine Festival, I sequestered a bottle of this Dunham and Froze. It's some weeks I have a hard time getting wine, or I get a case of wine and then I bring in it over the weeks. But this, when I was up doing Wine Fest, I grabbed a bunch of bottles from some of the wineries, and this is a newer winery in Oliver, and we're having a big red here. It's called the Amici Chia, and it's a combination of a Cab Sauv, Petite Verdot, Syrah, Cab Franc, Malbec, and Merlot. So it's one of the Bordeaux-type blends, or as they say in California, Meritage.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have enjoyed this wine. They say it can age, and I fully agree, but I think it's drinking really nicely right now. It's got lots of fruit flavor and nice backbone, good with that hanger steak at Hamilton Street Grill. Just one of those nice full wines that I thought you might enjoy.
And it certainly caters to every type of red fan, because it's a melange, if you will, of every type of
bringing in a little
out there.
The different varietals sort of round out out the wine. They all add something different to the juice that ends up in the bottle. So great job by Kirby Froese, who's the winemaker there. And next year will be their first year that they've put out their own wines, and they'll be organic and biodynamic, and their wine shop is also just opening this
year. Now, did you say how much this wine is?
This is $28.
$28. Yeah, okay, and so that's a bit up there.
Yeah, it is, and it'll be a little bit more expensive in the private shops, but this wine is well worth it. It's a nice big red, and when you think that you're paying for some of those big reds in the Okanagan up to $60 or $70, looking at $28 is actually not all that bad.
Right.
Moving on to beer,
sure.
Just in case wine wasn't your thing, Stella Artois is doing a competition on this Thursday, July 9th at the, I think it's pronounced, is it Chili's Irish Pub?
Cayley's.
Thank you very much. I knew I was going to get that wrong. And they're going to do the 9-step pouring ritual. There's 12 finalists competing for this, and then the winner will go on to New York. So if you're a fan of Stella, you'll get a pint when you get in there, and you get to watch how you actually draw beer correctly.
Yes, it's a great Belgian beer. As a matter of fact, I was invited to a seminar on it once before, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't need a seminar. Just pour me a glass and let me walk away. But no. There's a very, very distinct procedure. Very much like when you pour Guinness. You don't just pour a Guinness. Yeah. You have to, you temper a Guinness.
It would be interesting to see, you know, what it really comes down to, how someone has made that pour far better than the next. I mean, how do you decide? Mm-hmm. I guess you'll have to go there and find out. Something if you want to head a little bit out of town to do this weekend is there's a brunch out in a farm in Agassiz, and that is the Limbert Mountain Farm, and they'll be doing farmhouse cheeses, which are out in Agassiz as well, and lots of fresh herbs, and it's a chance to head out to Harrison, perhaps spend the night there if you'd like, see some sights and have some brunch, all natural cheeses and herbs, and that's brought to us by Slow Food, so that could be interesting at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. And next Wednesday, Tuesday, what's the 14th? That's Tuesday. At the Rowing Club, there's a fundraiser for the South Society of Wine Educators, and they raise money to send somebody down to their annual convention. Thank you. Conference. I don't know where that word went to. So they do that, and they have a great salmon barbecue, and you can get some tickets bid on the silent auction. There's lots of great wines there because it's the wine community. Everybody brings in reserve for the auction, so you can get some very good deals. Mm-hmm. And for those celebrating the Bastille Day, there's a couple French venues around town. Bistro Pastis is doing a $45 three-course menu with things like chocolate mousse and ending the meal and starting with, you know, the escargot, very French, and down at Elixir at the Opus Hotel. They're also doing another French tribute, and that's $70, and they'll be doing things such as soft-boiled quail's egg, and you head down there at about 7:30, and there's a five-course menu there, braised pork cheeks, ending with some cheeses, so you can celebrate French freedom and enjoy some French cuisine.
Yep.
And coming up next weekend, I'm heading off to the Taste of Victoria, which is the first year they've had it. And it's a big wine event on the Thursday night with 40 wineries, lots of different restaurants there. And some events that they'll be having during the weekend include women and wine. And so you can find out all about the women in BC that are excelling in wine, such as Sandra Oldfield of Tinhorn Creek and Brooke Blair of Jackson Triggs, and that's led by David Schofield, so that'll be very informative, and there's all sorts of seafood tastings and cheese tastings and tea tastings, so you can head over to Victoria for the weekend and check that all out. So that is where we're at for what's going on in food and wine around the city.
Okay, good as always. Now, you have a blog, or is it actually a full website now?
Well, I don't know. I think I'd call it a website, although it's run by WordPress blogging.
Okay. Right. Whatever that means.
But I put a little bit more into it, so I had a designer help me out with that, and goodlifevancouver.com, and it's up to date with all of these releases and a few other things as well.
goodlifevancouver.com, and you can hear Cassandra each Wednesday at 4:15. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.